The family recipe handed down throughout the years. Just the thought of it, it could bring my dad to tears. And he passed it down to me, that special recipe. A bottle of drink and a handful of women, a little bit of lying and a whole lot of sinning. A two parts cheating, just a pinch of trying. A bucket full of yelling as she leaves crying. Some cornflakes for crunch. He coat his pan with oil and make his asshole casserole. See, my mama never stood a chance. Daddy, it wasn't much for romance. As a matter of fact, it looked like he wasn't trying. But he was hardly even home, always leaving mama alone. Adding all the ingredients of his recipe. A bottle of drink, handful of women, a little bit of lying and a whole lot of sinning. A two parts cheating, just a pinch of trying. A bucket full of yelling as she leaves crying. Some cornflakes for crunch. He coat his pan with oil and make his asshole casserole. Bobby Filet, Rachel Ray, even Paula Deen don't cook that way. Dad knows when it's ready, he knows when it's done. He paid the price for having his fun. And mama threw him out into the road. Now she's cooking her very own casserole. With a bottle of drink and a handful of men, a little bit of lying and a whole lot of sin. Two parts cheating, just a pinch of trying. A bucket full of yelling, now she ain't crying. Some cornflakes for crumbs. She coats her pan with oil and makes her asshole casserole. Now I try my damnedest to avoid that recipe, but usually I wind up cooking up enough casserole for three. And just like Hank, and just like fishing, that old recipe, a family tradition. A bottle of drink and a handful of women, a little bit of lying and a whole lot of sinning. A two parts cheating, just a pinch of trying. A bucket full of yelling and left her crying. And cornflakes for crunch. And coat my pan with oil and make my asshole casserole. Asshole casserole.